Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, come on, Now we gotta get to the back to the basics. Here we go. Today we're going to be mainly discussing the Baltimore riots, whether or not they are in fact race related. We're also going to be touching on a little bit of the Bruce Jenner interview due to the fact that we canceled our Monday show. Also, as always, we're going to be talking about current events, North Korea, Kim Jong-un doing his thing again, 15 executions this year. Also, we're going to be talking about the NBA playoff picture, winners and losers, and who's moved on so far. A lot of things have happened since we've last talked to you guys. But like I said, this is the Rel and Randy Show. Anytime you want to talk about anything and everything, give us a call. The number is 713-955-0701, and we are always here to talk to you guys. So give us a call. We are on blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy, and we will get to you guys here in a little bit with our top stories. But for right now, I'm going to jump right into my boy Jay Boog. Check him out. America. I said Jay Boog again just because I know his name's spelled with two O's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mike's probably, like, pissed off right now.
Yeah, he probably is, but it's whatever. I mean, sometimes you just gotta understand. A man reads two O's and he goes, ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew you were on it. I knew you were on the same page. Welcome back, everybody. The Rel and Randy Show. blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. Give us a call any time of the day to discuss anything you want to discuss. 713-955-0701, and we are here constantly at your beck and call.
Yes.
So hit us up. Today, like I said, we're discussing the Baltimore riots and whether or not it is indeed race-related, and then several other incidents that have happened. The NBA playoffs, the results, winners and losers of that. Current events happening in the world as we speak, because we're just that damn up to speed on things.
The Nepal situation.
Chile. All that. So, like I said, welcome back. We're going to be hitting with you. Well, we're not going to be hitting with you, but we're going to be hitting you guys with Island Music again. We did that last Friday, but I miss my buddy. My buddy Negative Mike, you know what I'm saying? I'm too happy nowadays. You know what I mean?
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
What's going on these days?
Yeah, I mean, you know. I listened to that Fast and Furious song by Wiz Khalifa like 14 right. times.
Why?
I cried 12 times out of 13. What's up, bro? We still doing ping pong today or what?
You know it.
I'm just saying, nobody's been excited about it.
You know I'm damn excited.
Ping pong tournament's going on today at 801 Lee Street. Come through. $5 for the buy-in fee. All proceeds go to the Rel and Randy Show. And
your charity of choice if it's leftovers.
I don't think there's any leftovers, bro. I'm going to hog that shit.
Okay, well.
You know what I'm saying?
You heard it here first.
I'm a true politician. I get mine, bro. Shoot to the game, bottom line. Oh, Jesus. The Baltimore riots, man, just touching on that, that place is going crazy right now. And even my boy came out with a video pleading to the people, the rioters of Baltimore. Ray Lewis asked these people to be what more...
He was I think
nonviolent.
He's talking to the people that actually like that are not rioting. The people that are rioting not listening to that.
Oh, well, I know that, but I'm saying. But he's mainly trying to reach out
to go out there and then get a big old one of those big old horns and then you talk in that and give that speech.
Right.
That's what you do. Not record a video and post it on social media.
Yeah, you know what? He does have the power as a murdering black man who got away with it. He has the power to captivate people and get a group, especially if you've got a megaphone in front of you talking about, man, he used to captivate his own teammates. You know what I'm saying? People used to be
starstruck. He used to captivate through the TV.
Yeah, this Joker was insane. If he just got out there in the middle of that riot stuff,
and
I mean, first of all, the white people throwing rocks at the black people, they'd be afraid because this Joker's 6'3", stacked. And then the black people would finally stop and listen because, you know, he'd be playing the quote-unquote role of a father figure to all these fatherless black children running the street. Did you see that video of that lady that went out and smacked her kid around, got her
off? She was on the news.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
What's her name? Toya something,
yep.
Right?
It was something like that. Some hood.
Okay.
No, I was kidding.
Look at that lady looks like Bruce Jenner.
No, she don't.
She will.
Shut up.
Oh, Jesus. Bruce Jenner, man, we should have touched on that. Well, what I'm saying is,
you can touch on it, bro.
Well, Bruce Jenner, as everybody knows, is going through a procedure to become a woman. He's 60. What is he? 61?
60?
He's 60 something.
He's old.
But he's been saying that he thought he was gay since he was eight. Right. So, finally, he says he's gonna do it. He's gonna go and he's gonna become a woman. To me, there's a lot of pondering going on my end as to the fact whether it's true, which I think it's true, but I also think that it's so in the limelight because it's also trying to bring more attention to keeping up with the Kardashians and those fame-hogging, talentless hacks. You know, that are on our TV screen. Not mine at all, you know what I'm saying, 'cause. But Yeah, that's just, you know, my opinion.
Well, the thing
what happens if he just stops? He's like, I'm just kidding. Huh? I'm keeping these nuts, though. What's up?
The thing that killed me, bro, is when he was like, I'm not gay.
What does that mean, though?
He was like, I'm not gay. I like women, for all I know.
No. He said he's liked women, but he's also attracted to men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I just read the line, I'm not gay.
Okay.
What? I mean, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't understand it. I mean, if you're not gay, you wouldn't want a man poking you. Women like men poking you. So if he wants to change himself to a woman, he better like men poking him.
He has to, if you want to change your anatomy.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't understand it. That's the thing I was really touching on. Call in and anybody wants to talk about Bruce Jenner. I'm glad. I seen a cover of him in Walmart the other day, and he had blush on. He had these little glasses on. He already looked halfway like a chick.
They were saying like he'd been doing this for years, though. Like he'd been going out in public dressed as a woman for years.
Well, they said that he says Kim Kardashian was the first one to actually catch him wearing a dress. I want to see that dress. I want to see what it looks like. If it's like a nice little lace in the back and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
picture this, bro. All right.
No, I don't.
I got a rhyme for you. Randy's Fantasies. Okay, it's one of Randy's fantasies. All right, I'm going out down here to the Pine Grove, and I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I had a bad day at work, and I grab me a drink. You know what I'm saying? I say, hey, boss man, pour me up. You know what I'm saying? I want 50-50 water and whiskey. Okay, man gives me a shot. I'm getting a drink. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. I'm about to have some fun. I'm about to turn around, and go play some pool. I go down and play some pool, and guess what? I meet a nice-looking aged woman, right?
Right.
Smooth, flowing hair, really tiny nose because she or he got it worked on a few times. And I'm just looking, and I know something's not right, but I take it the wrong way. Instead of something not being right, I'm interested. You know what I'm saying? I'm very interested. So I go over, and I say, hey, listen, how about me and you play a game of pool, right? So, man, this long, flowing-haired beauty who's in her 60s, somewhere in that age, she comes up and she's kind of being a little touchy, you know what I'm saying? So that interested that I felt earlier is maximized. I'm ready to go, right? So I drank about 3 or 4, maybe 6 whiskey and waters, and I'm 2 sheets to the wind. Well, I say, hey, Miss Lady, 60-year-old, used to be one of the best athletes in the world. How about me and you head to the house? And this lady says, nah, I ain't gay, bruh. I'm like, well, hold on. Wait a second. You're a woman. That means you like to be poked by men, right? Well, I'm still in my fantasy. Hold on, bro.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm getting pissed off. So what I do is I take me a brick, right,
mm-hmm.
and I smash it across that long flowing hair and knock this bitch out, right?
Right.
So I'm dragging this 6-foot-something body to my car. I wrap it up with some duct tape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then starts to scream, and I hear a little manlier voice than I really expected to. That estrogen's wearing off, right? Well, all of a sudden, I finally come to realize that I just bricked Bruce Jenner,
right?
And I'm thinking I'm going to get laid, but now I got Bruce Jenner in my trunk, right? Instead of a freak, you know what I'm saying, a unique
specimen of
a nubile freak, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of pissed off, so I take Bruce Jenner back to the house anyways, tie him up, and I slam him. He hates it. He's going to hate the fact that he became a woman in the first place. I'm happy because I got me some quote-unquote coochie, and we just move on with our life. But this man is claiming not to be gay, and he wants to turn into a woman. See how that whole story just didn't work out? There was nothing there that panned out for either one of us. I felt weird. Bruce Jenner doesn't like being poked. That's just how it happens in the world today. 713-955-0701. Give us a call. This is the Rel and Randy Show. We're going to hit you guys with Swan Breezy, Don't Let Go. Here it is.
Take my hand and don't let go. I'm addicted to your loving. But if you should know how my love flows.
Made it on this tour. Made it back home.
Too long, man.
Yeah. So we need to try to get to this meeting.
Don't let go. Got a caller, man. Let's check it out and see what's going on the line here. Hold up. Did I hang up? I just hang up, bro. Hello?
Hello?
You are on.
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, this is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea, what's going on?
So I got a question about this whole Bruce Jenner thing. You know how you just said all that?
I was kind of going off on one of my little rants, but go ahead.
So would you be considered gay if you was to do all that?
Would I be considered gay if I was to brick Bruce Jenner and his flowing hair and his vagina? If I jumped into that whole situation, I wouldn't be the gay one, not at all. I think Bruce Jenner would be the gay one for allowing me to do that to him. If that was another man, I'd be afraid to walk up to him with a brick and brick him. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Bro, would I be gay?
Bro, you gay, bro.
No, I'm not gay.
No.
Bruce Jenner's got a vagina now.
Wait.
Bruce Cena
Jenner. No, you gay if you knowingly do that shit, bro.
I didn't realize Bruce Jenner was Bruce Jenner until I bricked him in the back of the head and I was putting him in my trunk and he was yelling and it finally came to me. It was a manly voice and I looked and I saw
Bruce
Jenner.
No, you gay because you bricked him, put him in the car,
I bricked
and still greased him up and knocked him down, bro. Yeah,
Bruce Jenner now has a vagina. Not now, but will have a
matter,
vagina.
It doesn't matter, bro. No, bro. He's a man. Like, he can change all his body parts, bro. He still don't have ovaries.
I don't know. Chelsea, what's your opinion?
They don't give you a uterus, bro.
Well, what's your opinion, Chelsea? Am I gay or not?
Yeah, gay.
Let her talk, man. Let Bruce Jenner has a vagina.
Gay. I think it all depends on if you knowingly do it, but yet, being that you were able to get hard off of that, that obviously has opened a new door for you that you may want to explore.
You're right. I might be bricking guys in the back of the club, you know what I'm saying, all the time after that. But to me, if Bruce Jenner's got a vagina, that disqualifies all gay talk. Just saying.
I wouldn't put a classification on it as like, yeah, you gay because you didn't know. But at the same time, that vagina can't look like a real vagina.
I just picture somebody taking one of them. You ever go in like art class and you ever do those little whittlers? You ever, like, you whittle wood and all
right,
that?
Right, right.
I just picture somebody taking one of them whittle tools and, like, carving out a hole.
I'm pretty sure in the middle
well,
of
I'm,
this,
I'm telling
at
you,
some
bro,
point,
when you, when you,
like,
when you get in
right.
there, yeah, exactly.
Right.
When you get in there, it's not, it's no, bro. You get in there, it's, yo, the, a man's body is not made, bro, I don't give a fuck. You can put the best looking pussy on a man's body, bro, but once you get in it, You can't. Nah, okay, how much money
you got? And you continue to do it, that'll be my question. Put it like this, I would never date somebody that told me that they did that. But I think for the inside of that person, like inner thoughts, like, yeah, they might. Yeah, you might be a little gay.
So I got it. I'm figuring it out now.
Not sugarcoating. Let's not try to make it out you're gay.
She's not sugarcoating it. What she just said is perfect. I'm gay on the inside, but not on the outside.
No, it's no such thing.
No,
yes,
that
it
is.
Is
not what I said.
You can't be lukewarm. You can't be on one side.
Bro,
of the
people are
not.
Fake
that
gay
is
all
not
the
what
time.
I said.
Bro, you're not fake. You, no,
I said
no, people
you
are,
probably
people
didn't
are
know
fake.
That you were gay. Because
well, you, no, I
boy,
knew.
You probably didn't know that you liked that, but I'm pretty
see.
Sure
okay.
in the back of your head you knew like something ain't
so
right.
What
about
saying,
this,
let me get you straight now. So what you're saying is I was gay all along, but I just never knew it. That's what you're saying.
No.
Well, she said if
I think you're only really gay unless you act on it.
Okay.
You've had gay thoughts but never act on them.
You're not
Everybody's got gay thoughts once in a while, bro.
I've never wanted to
be
a woman. I don't know about that.
You ever thought about sucking a dude up?
Nah, bro, not like that. Nah, I ain't
you
talking about that,
bro.
Like everybody.
So you look at a dude like, damn, he look good. That's a
bro. I seen a dude today. He walked into my job, and I'm like, man, what's going on with this guy, man? His shirt's really tight, but it don't look too bad on him. You know what I'm saying? Is that a gay thought?
But that's not
gay.
No.
That's right.
I'm like, damn, I need to get in the gym. Is that a gay thought when another man makes me
no.
want to get in
the
gym?
When you,
if you're
when
looking
you look
at him,
like,
damn,
like, that nigga fine as fuck, you gay, bro.
Okay. All right.
If you're looking at him and you want to smash, that's a gay thought.
I've never thought. Looked at a man and said, I'm going to smash.
I want to hit that booty.
Yeah.
Hey, it's my favorite part of the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
He nasty.
Talk to me dirty.
Say what?
It's that talk with Rel and Randy.
Ooh, it's that time. All right, so we got through all that. Appreciate the call, Chelsea. And definitely. I'm not necessarily gay, bro. I'm not gay.
What do you mean not necessarily gay?
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, if
come on,
if
man.
I
we
have
to reevaluate this friendship of ours, man.
All right, man. Listen, if you can't accept me, okay, bro. Let's talk about it now.
I said reevaluate.
If I'm gay, that changes shit.
Me and you can't chill. Nah.
We can't chill. We can't play ping pong together.
Oh no, bro. This is my thing. You are the company you keep. Bro.
Okay, so what I'm asking is.
So what I'm saying is if you come out of the closet telling me you gay, bro, I'm be like, damn, bro, how long you felt
like,
this way?
Holy shit, because you were the manliest dude I ever knew before that.
Something
like
that, you know
yeah,
what I'm
bro.
Saying? So I'm just gonna be like, damn, man, am I gonna want to be, you know, I'm gonna want about your wife, like, damn, I'm gonna give you space, bro.
You gonna give me space?
I'm gonna give you space.
What if all I want is less space between us two?
It's done and over, huh?
Well, what I was trying to go ahead and move into was there's been talk around the NFL as far as sharing locker rooms with future gay players. Michael Sam sparked more than just a debate as far as the first open gay player to go and play in the NFL. With him doing that, there was so many questions that were brought to the table.
Pause real quick.
Come on.
Someone wanted me to say this.
Okay.
That you admire the handsome trait of your gender among others, but you don't want to smash.
Right, who's that? Somebody. Is that Nancy?
No.
Bro, Nancy was giving me, she was giving me the business, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's my aunt, bro.
Bro, she was really getting after me today. You know what she said?
Huh?
She said, I'm sorry, you had trouble with reverse racism that one time. Like, it was just one time I had trouble, you know what I'm saying? Come on, Nancy. Nancy, you call the show right now. We'll skip the gay talk if you call in right now, 713-955-0701. We'll skip the gay talk. Me and you get right down to business because you were talking some mad trash on the show, on the post. But right now, we'll continue with the gay talk. I won't touch you again when I say gay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what I was saying is questions have been brought up as far as sharing locker rooms with gay men in NFL locker rooms. People say that's uncomfortable because look at it this way. Would you want a woman to come in there and share a locker room with you as an NFL player if that was indeed a woman? That's a question, bro. What's up? If that was
bro, to be real with you, bro, I don't care, bro. Like, honestly, I was in the military, bro, and I'm pretty sure it was gay cats in the showers with me.
Right, but was there a woman in there?
Nah.
See, there wasn't a woman in there. That's a whole game changer. See, that's when you get into that whole respect women's rights and this and that and privacy and you know what I'm saying? That's when you cross the line. So if a gay man is attracted to the same thing as a woman is, should he be in that locker room? Yes or no? I'm just saying.
I don't care.
Okay.
As long as you don't come over trying me and none of that, bro, I don't care. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I've been in the shower with a gay guy before. And I know a guy that, you know, that lives that lifestyle, and not one time did he come off at anybody that we knew and that he knew, that we all knew, like, you know what I'm saying, in that type of manner.
Right.
So I feel like as long as you respect yourself, you respect the people and how they live their lives, if you respect, you know what I'm saying, I respect you. And
okay.
I'm fine with it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, am I going to go, you know, chill with you in your room and play video games and drink beers? And probably not.
Nah.
Nah.
Okay.
You know, but.
What is what it is.
You know, so, I mean.
What I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm just saying that the future of the NFL has some questions to answer. You know, I'm just getting into it. And speaking of the NFL, the NFL draft. All right, well, we're back, man. We got another call on the line. Let's go ahead and check out what they want to talk about, whether it's Bruce Jenner or the locker room situation or whatever. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, Rel and Randy Show?
Hey, it's Josh Doss.
Josh Doss, what's going on, man? How you living?
Well, good, Randy. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man.
Hey, he's not the only one here, guy.
No, Jarrell, what's up, man? I just got done donating blood. I didn't have any service to listen to your radio show in there, so I just decided to give you guys a call. I don't even know what's going on, what we're talking about, but I'm down to
talk about
whatever.
We're talking about homosexuality.
Bruce Jenner,
specifically.
Right.
And we're gonna get into that Baltimore a little later.
The Baltimore riots will be in discussion here later. We'll be talking about that here in about 7 minutes. But yeah, anything you want to jump into, man? We can talk about it.
The Bruce Jenner topic. I think the world is as open and as crazy as it ever has been and will be, and it will keep going. It's only going to keep growing. So why? Every 50 years we look back and something was crazy back then. Something was crazy 50 years from then. Everyone can live life, I feel, how they want. And if he wants to be a woman, if he feels he's a woman, then he's not hurting me by saying he's a woman. I just don't get
That's true.
The point of telling him he can't do something when 60 years ago I couldn't date a white girl, or I couldn't date, and you couldn't date the same sex. You know, now you can. So I just think the world, we have to look at the world as it is. Ever changing, it's always going to change.
I guess my main question here for you is what, because you can't stop people from doing things like this nowadays. You can't stop people from being gay. You can't stop people from being transsexual, transgender, whatever. But what can we learn from these people? Because if you ask me, you don't have to necessarily respect what's accept what's going on, but you definitely have to respect it. What do you think we can learn from our boy Bruceina Jenner?
That he had the balls, I guess, to go ahead and say to do what he felt he wanted to do. And we don't know how that feels for him. I like
acting. Was that an intended pun?
Hey, man. Yeah.
That was an intended pun, right? He says he had the balls.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys called it, so I let it go. I just let it slide. But I guess y'all didn't catch it.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I mean, who are we to say what he feels he needs to do?
He said he came out and said all that because of who he is. He can come out and say that.
Right.
Right now, if Randy, you start going through a gender change right now, you want to be a transgender.
Yeah.
And you start going through that, you'll go through so much scrutiny, so much turmoil from everybody. You'll probably fuck around and kill yourself, bro. You'll probably commit suicide because you won't be able to take the pressure. Most people. But he's in a position where he can come out and be like, oh, yeah, I want to be a woman. I've been dressed like a woman for years.
Yeah, you know, it's people that kind of paved the way for people. If you ask me, there's not a million people that's trying to be transgender.
Nick, they're coming.
Well, I'm just saying.
Literally, give the world about, like, 25 years. The world's going to change. Like, homosexuality won't be looked at like it is now. Like, people think their ideas are correct and sound when we don't know what the world will be in this amount of time, you know? So for me to say someone can't do something, I'd be pissed if someone told me I couldn't do something. And I don't think there's anything you can't do on this earth if you put your mind to it. So to tell him he can't change a woman, he already did it. My time's up. I'll call back next time.
Well, stay tuned, man, because we're going to jump into this Baltimore riot topics, and it's definitely going to be good for you to call in, man, being a mixed guy.
Hey, yeah, I'm on both sides of the spectrum, I think.
All right, man, well, we appreciate it. Stay tuned, man, and we'll hit you back here later.
All right, good talk.
And don't forget about the ping pong tournament going down at 801 Lee Street. All proceeds go to the Rel and Randy Show.
And it's going down at 801.
It's going down at 801, exactly. We're going to be putting that money into, like, T-shirts and stuff, because we know you're one of the first 37.
Cool. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, all right, 801.
That's right, 801 Lee Street, man, right here behind the campaign. All right.
All right, guys.
Campaign. Later.
So,
my boy Josh, man, I ain't heard from that Joker in too long, man.
I haven't seen him in forever.
I hope he comes through, man. You don't have to play in a tournament either, Josh. You can just come through and hang out. That's cool with us.
Sure is.
It's cool with us, right?
I mean,
you got like quarters in your dashboard or something, or what do they call that? Center console. You just throw a couple quarters at us, and we can buy your cousin his shirt for winning that trivia challenge eight months ago.
He's been asking about it.
Yeah, like,
shirt.
Bro, we need to get on this stuff, man.
You're right. We need to get on that ASAP.
ASAP.
So let's hit these playoffs. Just ease off this gay and
okay. Well, let's ease off the gay. Playoff predictions or playoff. What happened was the Clippers lost.
They're going to lose the series.
They're definitely going to lose the series. But if they would have won that game yesterday, they would have won the series. It's hard to win two games against the Spurs, especially if one is at San Antonio.
Right.
What happened was DeAndre Jordan played with the ball around the cylinder, cost him, you know.
That was a real iffy call.
That was an iffy call, and I definitely think they're going to make a rule change in the future. But long story short, DeAndre Jordan could have won or lost the game with this one particular shot, and it cost him because the rule says you can't play with the ball above the cylinder. I got the Spurs going. Spurs are going to go. They're probably going to play
Memphis.
Well, they're playing Memphis. Memphis moved on already.
Right.
So anyways, I'm saying finals.
Oh, finals.
Finals. They're probably going to be playing Cleveland.
Golden State
versus them. I think Spurs are going to beat Golden State.
And then Spurs are going to beat Cleveland.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Actually, Chicago is really going to beat Cleveland.
Man,
I said that, though, from the beginning. They're going to beat Cleveland.
That's a bold prediction.
It's not a bold prediction. They play great, great defense.
Defense, yeah. Well, I got you. Jesus.
They play damn good defense.
Is that going to be at Jesse Black's?
Yep.
Jesus.
This Saturday.
Holy crystal ball. You know what I'm saying, cuz?
Yep. Nice and shiny.
Oh, man. Anyways, let me go ahead and jump into a song real quick. Let's regroup. And when we come back, we'll start talking about the Baltimore Riots. Cool?
Sound good to me, cool.
All right, cool. Let's get it in. Let's do Ekolu, I love you, girl.
Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Call into the show, 713-955-0701. What the heck?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
701. BlogTalkRadio.com/RailandRandy. Go on there and like our page, follow us. That's what we need. We got a lot of followers on this Facebook. We need followers on that, too, as well. Hit us up. Call in when we get on this Baltimore issue.
All right, here we go. Ekolu, I love you, girl. As soon as I hit the play button. Well, I hit the play button, but you know how this works. All right.
Smells good, bro.
What's that?
In that kitchen, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. I can't wait. You know, that's something that's kind of messing me up, you know, as far as my workout plan goes and trying to get all stacked up like that dude that walked in that tight shirt in my job today. Yeah, bro, it's just, you know how things go. Anyways, we're back, man. This is the Rel and Randy Show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. Check us out. We will be on iTunes here in the future as well. The number for the show, 713-955-0701, and we definitely want to hear your guys' opinion on this upcoming topic. Our upcoming topic, the big topic of the day, is the Baltimore riots. And the point I'm going to make, and I'm sure everybody's heard me on Facebook or seen me talking, is it indeed race-related?
It is, bro.
Well, it is.
I've come to the conclusion that it is.
You've come to the conclusion?
I've been reading, looking at comments, looking at both sides of everybody's, you know, everybody's opinions on the whole situation. And, bro, to be real.
Right, go with it.
It's race-related.
Okay, bro. Good. And we'll talk about that. The reason I don't, this is my reasoning here. As me, as a very unbiased, a very non-racist person, I'm so far from it. Can you agree with that, bro?
True.
Swear to God, I've got no hate in my body for any human being on the face of this earth. You know, I got a black wife. I have mixed children. My next-door neighbor in California was a Sri Lankan dude. I loved his family. He used to feed me all the time, you know, chill, kick it with my homegirl over there. She's Mexican and this. No, I'm just kidding. I'm throwing that – you know what I'm saying? My buddy's black, but I ain't racist.
Oh, I wasn't kissing. I was all in it.
But nah, what I'm saying is, I'm not racist at all. And I think that people...
A little bit.
I'd say racist jokes because I think like they got shock value. Because they think, oh, a white guy wouldn't say that. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's you expressing your true emotions.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later, bro.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, what I'm saying is... how did we come to the conclusion that just because a white guy pulled a trigger and he shot a black guy, that it was race-related? How did we come to that conclusion?
All right, the thing is, bro.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. Tell me the thing first.
The reason why it's become race-related, it's been race-related, honestly.
Okay.
The thing is, like, I was listening to this this little clip from Tupac.
Right.
When he was talking, he was giving an example how if every day you came and knocked on these people's door, tell them that you're hungry, and they had a buffet of food in the back, you saw the food, and they say, oh, we don't have anything.
Right.
And then you come back every day, months later, you know what I'm saying? Months later, you come back, they still saying the same thing. He said, next thing you know, a year later, you come back, they still saying the same thing. He said, now, he was like singing this song. He was like, we hungry, now it gets a little more angrier. And then he said, until next thing you know, now you're breaking in going to get the food because you know it's food in there.
Right.
And he was basically saying it's the same thing when it comes to, like, racial issues in America. It's like, we're asking for change.
Right.
We're asking for you guys to not be like this. We're asking for you to stop doing this. We're marching for you to stop doing this. We want equal rights. And then you're not giving it to us. So now,
equal rights have you not been given?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're arguing this point right now.
Okay. They want somebody's text me.
Bro, hold on. It's my turn to eat the popsicle when you're talking, and then when I'm talking, you eat the popsicle. Okay?
All right.
All right, so you talk. I want to take a bite of this popsicle. All
right.
Go ahead.
So, let me finish.
I'm kidding.
Let me finish the story, though.
Go ahead.
So, he was just saying, like, so now it's gotten to the point where they're tired of, and I get what they're tired of, what rights he's talking about is the black on black, not the black on black, but the crime, the police brutality towards black people.
But my issue with that is there's also police brutality towards white people.
True. What we're saying is it's that's what I'm saying. I agree with both sides of it, but I do think it's more of a race issue. But I agree on both sides of it because it's like you said, yeah, it is white cops too. I mean, it's both. It's on both sides. It's white and black people getting shot by black and white cops, whatever. And another thing is that media is gonna portray the black
the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
And Nancy.
So I don't know, bro. This is like a
okay,
real
now let me make all my counterpoints, all right? My counterpoints are
I really couldn't even give a good point. Usually it's a knockout. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it's because I'm just saying it's like
Did you not have your Tupac stories in line?
No, the Tupac story was all cool. What I'm saying, he was just basically saying that eventually, he was saying this 20 years ago, eventually it's going to get to a point where what's going on right now is going to happen.
Right, and he was correct.
And he was correct.
See, back in the day, which that was Rodney King's era. Like, that was when Rodney King got beat up by a whole bunch of white cops and this and that. And those people were proven to be racist. In their private lives, they were proven to be racist. They were documented conversations with officers saying the N-word, that, you know what I'm saying? There was proof that these guys were racist. I'm asking where's
the proof. But the thing is, it's the thing, but it gets smarter. Okay, let's check this out. It was a point in time where racism was blatant. It was like,
right.
Cracker,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
So what happened is, with time, you have to get smarter. So, like, right here in Fruitland Park, it was talking about those cops. They were part of the KKK and all that stuff like this and all that crazy stuff they had going on in the department. No one knew that.
Right.
So you have to they get smarter with time. So guess what? They're going to be your lawyer. They're going to be your police officer. They're going to be the guy that you go to you go and fix your car. But they're not going to blatantly be like that. But low key, they're going to be like that. So if you're in a position of power, and you get a chance where you can express that the way you truly feel, and it might slightly be justified. Let's say, like, for example, this Freddie Gray situation. He had a criminal background, mm-hmm. which does not justify him having his spine severed, but he had a criminal background. So now you're a racist cop.
Right.
Now you're like, this is now a perfect opportunity for me to beat the bricks off this black guy. And it's justified because he's a criminal. He has a horrible track record.
Right.
And so now we throw him in the back, and guess what? I'm going to
go. Can I ask you a question, bro? If there was more black cops, and there was more cops that were black involved in this, would it be such an issue?
You mean like that did the beating up that was beating on him?
Yeah. Would this be such an issue?
I think it should be an issue.
But
it wouldn't be an issue.
Why not? Because it's fueled by race. It's fueled by racism.
And that's what makes it a race issue.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, it's only a race issue because we've created the race issue.
Who is we?
We is in the media.
We
are the media.
We're trying.
I'm not sitting up here saying that I'm, reporting everything from, the white dude did this to the black guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is, the media in general has created this. They've given life back to racism. Before this crap, do you remember, like was there tension between black and white people? Now we got people on Facebook talking about, I'm going to go out and shoot every white person, or I'm going to go out and kill all white cops and this and that. Every one of them should die. For what, man? How do you know? Like, what if I was to become a cop? People shot me. What's up? Like, they say, that crap, what is racist? I'm a cop, man. I got a black family. You have no idea what goes on.
Another thing, that's not what's happening also, bro.
What
rights? There isn't family friend. There's not friends of these white officers that's saying he's not racist. I know this guy. I vouch for this guy, and it's not. He don't have black friends that's coming up. No, it's nowhere in hell because I've known this guy. It's none of that.
There was a comment that I got on Facebook today.
Do I know these guys are racist or not? I have no idea.
Right.
I don't know if these officers are racist or not.
That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea. Well, my thing, I think the problem that everybody that's bothering everyone is that there's countless and there's too many unarmed black guys getting gunned down by white officers and nothing's being, and they're getting off.
713-955-0701. Call us up. Let us know. And we want you guys to chime in. Once again, it's 713-955-0701. Call us. We're like your next door neighbor.
Right. It's a white guy that's shooting this black dude. What's making it seem like it's racial is when they're getting off.
Right.
Like, this dude shoots a black guy, kills him, and then turns around and they say, we don't have enough evidence
but
to prove
hold
it.
Hold on now. That's the thing. I agree with that. You're 100%. When a cop shoots a guy, right, and he gets off, you've just stepped into the realm because.
Right.
But why does it matter if it's a white guy shooting a black guy or a black guy shooting a white guy. Did you not see that black dude gun down that white homeless man on the street? You don't remember that?
True. Yeah, no, true.
That was flat out wrong. Whatever, man. Now, that ain't no race, nothing. It was like, oh, shit, that's shocking. That's, you know, appalling to people standing on the street. Of course it is.
I want to know what happened to the officer. That's the only thing I'm saying is like,
I understand what you're saying,
If these officers, these white officers, which I'm not racist at all, these white officers are getting off.
The whites.
If they're getting off, then I want to know why. Like, okay. But they're saying stuff like, oh, whether, you know, it was not enough evidence.
But this is the reason.
That's skeptical, bro. It's like, come on now. Like, what the deal is? If you have it on video.
This is the biggest thing for me is you're right. People getting off from that is wrong. But at the same time, every single person that was shot or was beaten or was this or that, except for Freddie Gray, we have no idea. But there was some justification as into why that happened, like the guy who got gunned down up in Charleston, North Carolina.
Right.
He grabbed at the guy's taser, started taking off.
They said he grabbed.
Bro, I showed you the video.
I watched the video.
Did you not see the beginning where they're tussling over the taser?
No, I see that part.
Yeah, I'm serious. He's tussling over the taser, and then he turns around and runs.
But that started from a traffic stop.
But what I'm saying is, the guy got out of the car and started running. What's up? The guy got out of the car, started running. Mm-hmm. What's going on? You're chasing him down, right? When they catch up, the guy goes after your taser. What are you supposed to do? You're right. Exactly. Why shoot him? That's my issue. Why shoot the guy? You went to way too far of a...
So that means...
You call for backup, you get this thing handled, you wrestle this old 50-year-old guy down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you can't be a cop, you can't be an able-bodied cop.
You don't shoot him 8 times. That's the problem, too, bro. Yeah. You got all these fat, sloppy-ass cops out there that have no... They have no physical, like...
They're empowered by a gun.
Yeah.
Right? But what my issue is...
They should do like Europe, bro. They should not have weapons. They should have nightsticks.
Yeah, but all of us have weapons. I mean, I'm not going to say what I got over there, but all of us have weapons. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyways, my issue, bro, is not police brutality. I know that is an issue, and it's going on. It's so prevalent in the society that we live in today that it is ridiculous. But what I'm saying is, why is it white and black? I'll tell you why. Because I've done a lot of thinking about this. You remember I asked you, hey, what's driving this? Who's the reason behind the white and black? You know what I'm saying? Well, I figured it out. The end game is to get rid of police brutality. But the only way to really make it seem like an issue is to take a society that's already, like black people are already up in arms feeling like they're not competent or they're not like able or, you know what I'm saying, up to par with the rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a mindset, what you were saying. You remember that?
Right.
They're going to take that group and they're going to make them do all the legwork. Okay? Oh, man, black people, y'all got it so bad. You should complain and get this fixed. Well, that helps white people out too, because they're going to pass so many laws about police brutality, but it's all going to body cameras already, audio devices on police officers, all that stuff is already come down the pike just because of, you know, the shooting on
Trayvon and the guy in Missouri.
See, we already forgot this. Mike Brown. Yeah, well, I already forgot that guy's name. But what I'm saying is all that stuff's passed down, but it's going to help everybody, right?
Right.
So black people are doing the legwork on that. But my issue is don't play the victim in this.
Right. I agree.
It's not like, everybody should jump in. See, all these things, you got all these people up here. They're holding hands. They're up there holding black and white hands and being a strong community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got guys, assholes, throwing rocks at black guys. You got black dudes throwing other you know what I'm saying? Doing stuff, hanging them black dolls in the tree. All this stuff, man. That's the stuff we need to get away from. Because don't get me wrong, there is still hate out there, bro.
No,
it's a lot of racism. That is a real thing. Can we stop it? Yeah. Yes, we can, because what my point is, and I made it plenty of times, racism is taught. It's something that's passed down. If you're a kid and you're playing with your next-door neighbor, do you notice that they're white or black, or do you just notice, hey, that kid's my age, we like to play kickball?
Right.
Do you notice that he's a different color and this and that when you're 3-4 years old?
True.
No, you don't. How do you go from being able to play like that?
But that's the thing, bro. It's taught to a moment, to a point where it becomes that's who they become.
It is who they become.
And then guess what? Now
they pass
become,
it
and
down.
They pass it
they
down.
Pass
so
it
you
down.
Can't you can't break that, bro.
I know there are racist people in my family. They didn't pass it down to me. Nobody's passed that down to me. I'm my own man. I pass what I want to pass down to my child. It's a slow cycle that's going to take a long time, a very long time.
I mean, play Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon.
Oh,
bro,
mom.
This,
I'm going to play Boosie, mom.
this is my thing, bro. I like Chelsea was saying, it shouldn't have nothing to do with color.
It shouldn't.
Like 0%.
It really shouldn't.
It shouldn't
That's why next time
man,
I see Chelsea, I'm going to give her a hug because she, like people like you guys, man, you understand it.
I understand
you,
it.
You people understand it.
I understand it, but at the same time, bro, it's like, it's sad to see it, though. This is my thing. I want to see if there's white guys, young white guys getting gunned down by black officers, I want to see that in the media. If you can show the
you
other side,
that white guy got beat by all those people on that horse.
That's one.
That
could have
been
like Weatherman Joe said, 348 deaths, bro, by cops, bro.
Yeah, this year.
This year.
Yeah.
And then now last year it was a list on Facebook, bro, black men that have been killed by cops. But I want to see the list of whites though. When I see that list, then I can be like.
I showed you.
No. I'm talking about.
You want to see the actual?
I want to see if they had a list of names, bro.
Okay, well, there's some
in the
stuff
last
that I can
2 years.
There's some stuff I can show you.
I saw what you showed me.
Not that. I'm talking about videos and other stuff. I can show you all that stuff. But like I said, it's not an. To me, I didn't stop and post it up because it was a white guy getting brutalized.
And another thing I said, I was like, man, I told my grandma this yesterday. I said, hey, look, I was like, when black people start raising up and come in and start standing up for the genocide of our own people. Then I can stand up with them. Right now, I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Y'all up here tearing up the streets, acting all crazy and whatever, but I can't respect it because, you know, you got double-digit homicides happening in Chicago every day.
I hear you, man.
So, I mean.
Well, that's it for us, man. Y'all tune in, what is it, Friday? We'll be on at 6:30 again. We appreciate you guys listening. You're welcome anytime on our show.
I start to kiss your neck and soul. They whisper. You breathe in, this is cold. When my lips were. Teaching for a pillow. Music cover real low. Creeping through the window. I can feel the bass line, the bed line. And your heart on mine trying to jump up out of your chest. Baby, you're not on fire. Girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So right, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Chasing those treetops across your face. There's a feeling in your eyes. The shadows can erase. Cool wind that found us, breathing around us. Following my fingers through your hair. The engine is idling, and girl, it's heat lightning. It's flashing pictures of you and burning them in my head. And I'm on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on.